This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, October 18. Love for enemies. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. It's easy to love people who think like us and treat us well. But if we want to be like God, who gives sunshine and rain to provide for everyone, whether good or bad, we have to learn to be more generous than most people. Jesus wants us to understand that the way we treat people who are rude, obnoxious, lazy, selfish, or unkind reflects the state of our relationship with God. It's one thing to get along with our friends, but the way we treat the people who drive us crazy matters too, because it's part of our witness to the scandalous grace of the gospel. In order to do this, we have to start with an accurate understanding of who we are. You and I are sinners. We have been selfish. We've done wrong. We've hurt others. We've failed to fulfill our responsibilities. Much of Matthew 5 has been showing us just how deep our sin runs. And yet, even though all of this is true, how does God feel about us? How does God respond to us? While there may be consequences for our actions, ultimately, God chooses not to lash out or to write us off. Instead, God extends mercy and compassion and stays in relationship with us. And he calls us to go and do likewise, even to people who have become our enemies. Pray with me. Father, give me a love for my enemies that I do not naturally possess. Help me to see them as you see them, people who need forgiveness and grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.